Welcome to your five for the day. A few centuries ago in royal courts, it was traditional for the monarch to use the services of a jester, otherwise known as the court fool. His function was to entertain the king with jokes, costumes, and tomfoolery. He was especially brought in when it was thought that the king was feeling depressed or sad, the role of the jester being to cheer him up. Nobody minded how he did it, as long as the king was brought out of his mood of despondency. The story is told of a king who had just such a jester, who was very good at what he did. So much so that, having served his king faithfully for many years, there grew a bond between the two men. Such was the affection the king had for his jester that he felt the need to reward him for his many years of effective service as well as his loyalty. Eventually the king gave to the jester a golden rod, thinking this would be of great value to him and be the ultimate gift to show his gratitude to him. The day came for the king to make the presentation, and as he gave it to his jester, or fool as he was sometimes called, the king said a few words to him. He said, "You have served me so well over many years, and I have never come across a better fool than you. If in the future you come across a bigger fool, then you are free to give him this rod." The years went by. The two remained together, but eventually the king was diagnosed with a terminal illness that would soon end in death. Being an honourable king, he wanted to bid farewell to the man who had been such an integral part of his court, but he wanted to shield his fool from the reality of the situation. He said to the jester, "I am shortly going on a long journey, and where I am going, you cannot come." The jester was actually a Christian who had loved serving his king and fully understood what the king was telling him. He took the liberty of speaking to his king and said, "Have you made preparation for this journey?" To which the king answered, "No." Then very sadly, but respectfully, the jester handed him his rod and said, "At last, I have found a bigger fool than me." Being a simple soul, the Christian jester realized that very soon the king was going to leave this world to land on the shores of eternity. By his own admittance, he had made no preparation, so only a lost eternity could be his destination. So many today adopt the attitude of the king. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. So many say they hope to be in heaven. Others say there's nothing after life, so why worry? Still more say they'll become as one of the angels. As we reach the end of life's journey, be it long or short, there is another destination awaiting us. To his believing disciples, Jesus said, "In my Father's house," that is heaven, "are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also." Jesus never told a lie. Jesus never once set out to deceive people. Jesus, 40 days after his resurrection, was seen by so many of his disciples as he ascended back to his home in heaven. That's where he is today. That's where he would want you and me to be, with him at the end of life's journey. How do I know that? Because he loved each of us so much that he laid down his life at Calvary to gain a basis for our forgiveness and offer us the key to eternal life and heaven. Will you accept him as your Lord and Saviour today? Failure to do so will make you a candidate for the jester's rod.